有圣经的打开，解撒挪移家后书第二章第十节到第十二节。
If you have your Bible, please open to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 to 12.
解撒挪移家后书第二章第十节，并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救，故此神就给他们一个深化错误的心，叫他们信从西方，使一切不信真理倒喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness.
如果你记得的话，两个星期前我们谈到敌基督的显现。
If you remember, 2 weeks ago, we talked about the appearance of the Antichrist.
而且我们也谈到他不法的手段和罪恶的行为。
And we also talk about his wicked ways and his sinful nature.
那么最后我们谈到他最终的下场。
And we also talk about his final judgment.
那么神在主耶稣基督再来的时候，把他灭绝和把他废掉。
And when Jesus returns, he will be destroyed.
我同时也提到在去年的大灾难期间
I also mentioned during the tribulation
一共有144,000的犹太人得救
There are also 144,000 people will be saved
也有不少的外邦人也得救
And there are also Gentiles that will be saved
因为他们相信主耶稣基督的福音
Because they believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ
但是当时大部分的人选择相信敌基督
But at that time, most of the people will choose to believe in the Antichrist
而过于相信这位真神
And not believe in this true God
那么因此很多人就死在耶稣基督所带来的审判
And so a lot of people die under the judgment of Jesus
那么有一点我要强调的就是
That's one thing I want to stress.
那么在去年的大灾难期间
In the midst of tribulation.
那么当时很多人都有机会相信耶稣
At that time, many will have the opportunity to believe in Christ.
但是情况却不允许他们
But the circumstances would not allow them.
并且大部分的人选择跟从这个敌基督
And most of the people chose to follow Antichrist.
那么圣经讲，其实神是给机会人的神。
But the Bible also tells us God is a God who gives chances.
那么就如彼得后书三章九节这么说。
Just like in 2 Peter verse 3, chapter 3 verse 9 it says.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，基督不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
那么神也不是一位喜欢审判人的神。
God is not a God who loves to judge.
那么就如旧约圣经以西结33:11这么说。
Just like in Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 11 it says.
神也不是一位喜欢审判人的神。主耶和华说：“我只做我的永生启示，我断不喜悦恶人死亡，唯喜悦恶人全离所行的道而活。以色列家呀，你要转回吧，离开恶道，何必死亡呢？”
Said to them, "As surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live."Turn from your evil ways. Why will you die, O house of Israel?
那么根据新约圣经一节很熟悉的经文，就是约翰福音3:16，讲到神是一位 充满慈爱而且有公义的神。
And according to a very familiar verse in the New Testament, John 3:16, it tells us that God is a God of love, but also a God of judgment.
那么那边经文讲，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And there it says, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
因为神差他的儿子降世，乃不是要定世人的罪。
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world,
乃是要叫世人得救。
But to save the world through him.
而且圣经讲，信他的人不被定罪，不信他的人罪就已经定了。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already.
我们看到神是一位慈爱的神。
We see that God is a God of love.
但是神也是一位公义的神。
But God is also a God of judgment.
他必须以他的公义来施行他的审判。
He must send judgment according to his righteousness.
但是在大灾难期间，很多人的选择跟从敌基督。
But during the tribulation, a lot of people will choose to follow the Antichrist.
以致直到他们灭亡。
And that lead them to destruction.
所以按照神的公义。
And according to God's righteousness.
那些不接受救恩的人，他们必要面对审判。
Those who refuse salvation will have to face judgment.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主的话。
So if you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
我在此诚恳地邀请你考虑这个问题。
I earnestly ask you to consider this.
因为这是你一生中最重要的一件事情。
Because this is the most important thing, the most important decision you will make in your lifetime.
其实机会不多，也不要再等了。
Opportunity is not here all the time, and so please don't wait.
那么在灾难的期间，很多人想要相信耶稣。
So during the tribulation, a lot of people want to believe in Christ.
但是当时的情况不允许他们。
But the circumstances at that time will not allow them.
因为相信耶稣在那个时候是非常困难的事情。
Because to believe in God at during that time is going to be extremely difficult.
因为在那个时候，敌基督跟撒旦的势力非常非常的大。
Because during that time, the Antichrist and the power of Satan is great.
他们的势力这么大，我上次有讲过，因为当时神把那些拦阻那个罪恶的事情敌基督的已经除去了。
And I also mentioned last time, their power is so great is because the one who is restraining them had been removed.
上次我讲到这个拦阻的就是圣灵。
And I also said that the one who restrained them is the Holy Spirit.
所以在去年的大灾难期间，这个圣灵没有约束敌基督和撒旦的作为。
So during the tribulation, the Holy Spirit will not restrain Satan or the Antichrist.
所以神任凭他们所行要行的罪恶。
So God will allow them to work their evil ways.
那么就如刚才我们看那第二章第十节那些经文。
Just like in verse 10 of chapter 2, which is read.
他说，并且在那成人人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。
And in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse to love the truth, and so be saved.
这些人都不得救，而且他们将会灭亡。
These people are not saved and they will be destroyed.
而且他们的去处就是地狱。
Where they are going is hell.
地狱这个名称在圣经里面时常出现。
There's a word hell often appear in the Bible.
那么到底地狱是什么地方？
So what is hell?
那么圣经刚才我讲经常都有提到这个名称。
And I just mentioned the Bible often mentioned about hell.
那么举个例子，在启示录二十章第十节这么说。
For example, in Revelation chapter 20 verse 10, it says.
他说：“那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是神和假先知所在的地方。他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。”
And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet have been thrown.
彼得后书第二章第四节 形容地狱是一个黑暗的坑。
And in 2 Peter verse, chapter 2 verse 4, it describes hell as a dark hole.
不过总而言之，地狱是一个很可怕的地方。
Anyway, hell is a very terrible place.
那么是一个人不愿意去的一个地方。
It's some place that men don't want to go.
那么地狱在希腊文新约圣经叫做 Gehenna.
And in Greek, it is the word Gehenna.
那么在旧约圣经里面，希伯来文是 Gehenno.
And in Hebrew, it is Gehenno.
也就是新任子服。
And it is also referred to as the Valley of Hinnom.
如果你看《约书亚记》十五章第八节
，If you look at Joshua chapter 15 verse 8,
他就讲到这个地方坐落在耶路撒冷的南边。
And it mentioned that this place is south of Jerusalem.
那么是一个外邦人用来敬拜偶像的地方。
And it is for pagan worship.
而且当他们敬拜偶像的时候，他们把那些婴孩
And as they, as the pagan worship, part of the ceremony is child sacrifice.
那么这个地方也是当时的居民把他们的垃圾或者垃圾丢在那个地方一个地方。
And it is also a dump site for rubbishes.
那么我曾经看过一些垃圾场。
I've gone and see dump sites before.
他们一直在燃烧不会停止。
And they burn the garbage continuously.
那么耶利米先知预言神的审判将会在这个地方发生。
And Jeremiah have prophesied that God's judgment will be done there.
那么后来圣经的作者就用这个名词来形容地狱。
And so the later writers of the Bible use this term to describe hell.
那么地狱是一个火永远烧不尽的一个地方。
Hell is a place where the fire will continue to burn.
我曾经有一个年轻人他不愿意相信耶稣。
There was a young man once, he refused to believe in Christ.
那么有一天他在高速公路开车的时候发生了车祸。
One day he was driving on a highway and he got into an accident.
那么他整个人已经昏迷过去了。
He became unconscious.
那么路过的人就把他抬到一家那个加油站。
And so the passerby rescued him and brought him to a gas station.
等待救伤车的到来。
Waiting for the rescue squad.
那么在等待当中，他突然间他醒过来。
So during the waiting period, he woke up.
那么他眼睛一睁开，他看到一个人站在那边。
And as he opened his eyes, he saw a person standing right there.
那么他旁边他看到有这个英文字就是 hell。
And next to him, he saw the English hell.
H-E-L-L.
H-E-L-L.
而且那个颜色好像那个火的颜色一样。
And the color of the word looks like fire.
他突然间很紧张。
So he was very nervous.
因为他还没有信耶稣。
Because he has not believed in Christ yet.
所以他的去处就是那个地狱。
So he knows where he's going is hell.
然后突然间，他看再看清楚一点，原来是笑柳教。
And then he looked at the word again, and it actually says shell. Because the guy standing there kind of covered the letter S.
以后你去 shell 站看的时候，那个字是红红，好像火一样。
So if you pass by shell station, look at the word because it is in red, like fire.
虽然这是一个笑话。
Even though this is a joke.
但是。地狱是一个又真又实的地方。
Hell is a real place.
是神预备给那些不信耶稣基督的人的一个地方。
It is a place God prepared for those who will not believe.
也是神预备给敌基督和撒旦的地方。
It is also a place that is prepared for the Antichrist and Satan.
所以那些跟从耶稣基督的敌基督的人。
So those who follow the Antichrist,
他们必在耶稣基督再来的时候，将会被扔在这个火炉里面。
As Jesus comes back, they will be thrown into hell.
那么这些跟从敌基督的人不能够得救。
These people who follow the Antichrist will not be saved.
那么第十节告诉我们，因为他们不领受一个爱真理的心。
In verse 10, it tells us it's because they do not, they refuse to love the truth.
而且他们故意选择相信那个谎言。
And they deliberately chose the lie.
我们知道真理跟谎言是相对的。
We know that lie and truth versus one another.
那么真理是从神而来的。
Truth comes from God.
谎言是从撒旦而来的。
Lie comes from Satan.
所以我们看到当撒旦试探夏娃的时候
So as we see when Satan tempted Eve
他所说的话都不是真的
What he said to her are not real
都是以真理相对的
It was in direct contradiction to truth
如果你看这个创世纪第三章的时候你就明白
If you look at Genesis chapter 3 you understand
那么蛇对女人说
The serpent said to the woman
他说神有这么说吗
He said, did God really say?
神有说你不可以吃这个树上的果子吗
Did he really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
女人就回答那条蛇说
The woman said to the serpent,
她说园中的果子我们都可以吃
We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden.
她说唯有园中那棵树的果子我们不可以吃
But you must not eat from the tree.That particular tree.
也不可以去摸,
and you cannot touch it.
免得你们死,
so you will not die.
然后后来蛇就对你们说,
and the serpent continued.
他说你们不一定死,
he said you will not surely die.
然后因为神知道你们吃这一日子你们的眼睛将会明亮,
for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened.
而且你们便如神知道一切的事情,
and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
那么从这个撒旦跟这个这个夏娃的对话
，and from the conversation，
让我们看到撒旦的谎言有三方面。
We can see three aspects of Satan's lies。
那么第一方面，撒旦说：“神真的有说你们不可以吃树上的果子吗
？”The first thing Satan said, "Did God really say that?"
所以这句话里面，我们可以看到这句话像。撒旦对这个夏娃的一种试探。
So as we hear this, it's like Satan is tempting Eve.
那么当这个夏娃回答这个撒旦的时候
，And when Eve answered him,
他就按照神所吩咐他的告诉这个撒旦。
Then she replied with what God had told her.
他说园中里面的果子都可以吃。
She said, "You may eat from the fruit from the trees."
就是那棵果子，那棵树的果子，我们不可以吃。
Except that particular one.
也不可以去摸。
And you can't touch it.
免得我们会死。
Or you will die.
那么后来第三方面，撒旦就这个蛇，这条蛇就对这个女人说。
And then Satan talked to the woman again.
他说不一定会死。
He said you will not surely die.
并且你吃了以后，你的眼睛会明亮。
Plus, after you eat the fruit, your eyes are going to be open.
而且你们知道。那些好的事情，那些不好的事情。
And you can know good and evil.
所以我们看到这个就是撒旦的谎言。
So we can see the lie of Satan.
他说你们可以成为神一样。
He said you can be like God.
如果你对这个 New Age 有些认识的话。
If you understand a little about New Age.
New Age 就是新纪元运动。
It's a New Age movement.
在今天的社会里面很流行。
It is very popular among the society today.
他们的信仰就是说，每一个人都可以成为神。
Their belief is everyone can be God.
所以今天的社会有不少人宁愿听从撒旦的谎言。
So today, in today's world, a lot of people would rather believe in the lies of Satan.
而且多过神的真理。
Over the truth of God.
那么很多人认为这个同性恋是对的事情。
A lot of people think homosexuality is right.
那么虽然圣经讲得很清楚。同性恋是一种罪行。
Even though the Bible clearly says homosexuality is a sin.
那么世界上有不少的国家已经合法这个同性恋婚姻。
And a lot of the countries in this world have already passed the law for same-sex marriage.
那么虽然圣经里面讲到婚姻是一男一女的。
Even though in the Bible it says marriage is between a man and a woman.
所以我们看到社会里面的那种罪恶每况愈下。
So we can see the extent of sin today.
也可以说这个是主耶稣基督再来的一个预兆。
And it is also a sign that Jesus will be coming back soon.
因为圣经里面讲到，当主耶稣基督再来的时候，离道反教的事情必须要发生。
Because the Bible also said, when Jesus comes back, before Jesus comes back, there will be a rebellion and apostasy.
所以在灾难期间里面，人不领受这个爱真理的心。
So during the tribulation, men will not love the truth.
那么敌基督将会使到人当时的人没有机会得救。
And the Antichrist is going to do everything to prevent people from being saved.
因为在那个时候，他将会在他们的身上行故意的事情。
Because during that time, he is going to perform wicked deeds on them.
所以在那个时候，如果要相信耶稣基督的话，是非常非常困难的事情。
So it is very difficult for people to believe during that period.
如果你还没有相信耶稣，我再次恳求你考虑这个问题。
If you have not believed in Christ, I once again beg you to consider this.
尽快让耶稣基督进入你的生命里面。
To let Jesus enter into your life.
所以在那个时候，大部分的人都听从这个撒旦的谎言。
So during that time, most of the people listened to the lies of Satan.
而且当时的人没有爱神真理的心。
And they do not love the truth of God.
以致使到他们不能够得到这个救恩。
And therefore, they will not be saved.
那么除了这个敌基督在这些人的身上行那些不义的事情。
And besides, this Antichrist doing wicked deeds on these people.
那么圣经也告诉我们，神给他们一个生发错误的心。
And the Bible tells us God also sent them a powerful delusion.
那么这个是一个很可悲的事情。
This is a very sad thing.
因为人不爱真理。
Because man does not love
而且人抵挡这个真理
and they resist truth.
那么最后他们的心生发错误
and eventually they develop a delusion.
完全看不到什么是真的
they cannot tell what is true.
也看不到什么是对的
they cannot tell what is right.
他们只能相信撒旦的谎言
they can only believe in the lies of Satan.
所以真理就是真理
so truth is truth.
谎言就是谎言
and lie is lie.
没有中和的
there is no middle ground.
一个人相信真理，他就是不相信谎言。
If a person believes in truth, he is not believing in lie.
那么拒绝真理就是相信谎言。
Refusal of the truth means you believe in lie.
把假的看为是真的。
To look upon lie as truth.
那么当时的人因为神给他们一个发错误的心
and during that time God gave them this delusion
比如说如果你到沙漠的地方的时候
sometimes if you go into the desert
那么甚至在天气很炎热的时候
when the weather is very hot
有时候你在马路上开车的时候
sometimes when you're driving in the street
我记得一天我的女儿说哎，爸爸你看那个路上那是什么东西
I remember one day my daughter told me Dad, what is that in the middle of the street?
看起来好像有一片水在那边。
It looks like water.
但是当你开过去的时候，它又不见。
But then as you arrive, as you drove on, then it disappeared.
所以我们看到这个当时的人，神给他们一个生发错误的心。
And so at that time, God sent them a powerful delusion.
他们不能够看到什么是真的。
They cannot see what is true.
而且把假的东西看为是真的。
And they look upon the lies as the truth.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章那边谈到那些不接受耶稣基督的人。
So Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 those non-believers.
他讲到那些人不相信真理。
He said those people cannot.They do not believe in the truth.
那边讲到此等不信之人被世界的神弄瞎了他们的眼睛，又叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。
The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
那么很多时候人不能够看到福音的真理。
A lot of times people cannot see the truth of God.
因为世界的神把他们的眼睛弄瞎了。
Because the God of this earth blinded them.
我曾经到过一些在亚特别是东南亚的一些渔村。
I have gone to some of the fishing village, especially in southern Southeast Asia.
那么在那里的传福音的事工非常非常的困难。
It's very difficult to spread the gospel in those areas.
啊，基督徒甚至可能没有，少而又少。
Christians are few and far in between.
然后福音不能够打入他们的心中。
Gospel cannot reach their hearts.
因为这些人都是敬拜偶像神明的人。
Because all these people worship idols.
这些神明，撒旦透过这些神明把他们的心眼弄瞎。
Through these gods, Satan blinded their eyes.
他们看不到福音的真理。
They cannot see the truth of the gospel.
其实在今天的台湾哦。
Actually, in Taiwan today.
啊，有很多人讲台湾是一个福音的硬土。Taiwan is a hard ground for the gospel. 我记得有一位牧师曾经到台湾跟大陆去传福音。
I remember a pastor went to evangelize in Taiwan and China.
那么他到台湾的时候，他们就办这个布道会。
So as he arrived in Taiwan, they have the evangelical meeting.
他到布道会结束以后，没有一个人信主。
At the close of the meeting, no one believing in God.
然后他又到大陆去传福音。
And then he went to China.
讲同样的信。
He preached the same preaching.
布道会结束以后，很多很多人的都来信耶稣。
And at the close of the meeting, a lot of people come forth to believe in Christ.
台湾，我想因为这个神明拜拜的事情，直到他们的眼睛、他们的心眼。
The idol worships in Taiwan have blinded their eyes.
但是当主的日子要来的时候，
But as the day of the Lord is coming,
那么神将会给这些人一个深化错误的心，
God is going to give them a delusion,
直到他们相信这个撒旦的谎言，
so that they will believe in the lies of Satan.
那么就好像这些人的心里面非常的刚硬，
It's like their hearts are hardened.
我们记得在旧约圣经里面讲到，这位法老王，他的心成为刚硬。
We remember in the Old Testament, Pharaoh's heart were hardened.
那么虽然法老王看到神的作为
，Even though he saw God's doing,
但是神却给他一个刚硬的心。
But God has given him a hardened heart.
他不允许摩西把这些以色列的子民带离埃及。
He did not allow Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以在灾难的期间，神给这些人一个刚硬的心。
So during the tribulation, God gave them a hardened heart.
直到他们不能够相信。
So they cannot believe.
他们的心发错误。
And they have the delusion.
那么最后，神的审判就临到这个世界。
And then God's judgment will come upon them.
所以这些人不单不爱真理。
So these people not only do they not love the truth.
那么同时神也给他们一个深化错误的心。
And God has given them a delusion.
所以他们的心里面充满那个罪恶。
So their hearts are full of sin.
只喜爱不义的事情。
They only love the evil things.
他们不能够看到什么是真的。
They cannot see what is true.
他们只相信那个假的。
They only believe in the lie.
而且相信撒旦的谎言。
And the lies of
因为神给了他们一个深化错误的心。
Because of the delusion they were given.
所以这些人只喜欢罪恶的事情和不义的事情。
They only like the unrighteous and the sinful matters.
所以他们只喜悦罪恶的事情。
They only love sin.
我们谈到这个，当犹大去见这个祭司长的时候。
When Judah went to see the high priest,
而且要把耶稣交给他们的时候
want to sell out Jesus.
所以这些祭司长当他们听到这件事情的时候，他们心里面就很欢喜。
And as the high priest heard this plot, they were very happy.
他们行罪恶的事情，反而心里面觉得欢喜。
They are going to sin, but they feel happy.
所以大部分的人在灾难期间，他们的喜爱，他们喜悦做那些罪恶的事情。
So during the tribulation, most of the people love to sin.
但是我们知道圣经告诉我们，他必有他们的下场。
But the Bible also tells us they will have the consequence.
特别在十一节、十二节告诉我们。
Especially in verse 11 and 12.
那么故此神就给他们一个深化错误的心，叫他们 信从西方使一切不信真理倒喜爱不义的人都被定罪，他们最终的是得到永恒的审判。
For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness.
如果你把这个蜜糖啊倒在桌子上的话，
If you pour honey on the table,
啊，特别是在一个有苍蝇的地方，
especially in the area where flies hover,
啊，苍蝇很快就啊来吃这个蜜糖。
Flies are going to gather quickly.
然后他们就附在那个蜜糖上。
They will land on the honey.
他们的脚就站在那个蜜糖。
Their legs will land on the honey.
然后最后他们的翅膀也粘在那个蜜糖上。
And finally, their wings will be full of honey.
他们就粘住在那边，他们也不能够再飞了。
And they cannot fly anymore.
我们最带来的喜乐啊，这欢乐也是如此。
The happiness brought forth by sin is just like that.
那么有一天，神也将会审判那些在罪中行乐的人。
God one day will also judge those who find joy in sin.
所以在灾难期间的时候，人不喜爱真理。
So during the tribulation, men do not like truth.
而且他们的心眼已经瞎了。
And their eyes have been blinded.
他们不能够看到真理。
They cannot see the truth.
所以他们的去处就是那些永恒的审判。
And so they will face eternal judgment.
圣经告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he sent us his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
如果你今天坐在这里，你还没有相信耶稣基督的话。
If you're sitting here and you still have not believed in Jesus Christ,
我邀请你考虑这个问题。
I earnestly ask you to consider this.
因为这个是你一生中最重要的事情。
Because this is the most important thing in your life.
因为福音是神的大能。
Gospel is the power of God.
福音能够带给我们永生的生命。
And the gospel can bring forth eternal life for us.
如果你愿意的话，你打开你的心门，让耶稣进入你的心中。
If you're willing, open your heart and allow Jesus to enter in.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你赐给我们福音。
We thank you because of the gospel you have given us.
直到我们能够得救。
To allow us to be saved.
求主也帮助我们，在我们当中，如果还没有相信耶稣的人。
Please help those who are among us who has not believed.
求主你打开他们的心门。
Please open their hearts.
让神进入他们的心中。
So you can enter in.
如果你今天你愿意打开你的心门，让耶稣进入你的心中的话。
If today you are willing to open your heart to allow Jesus to enter in.
我请你把你的手举起来。
I ask that you lift up your hand.
因为机会不多。
Because opportunities are not much.
我们的生命很短暂。
Our life is short.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们的生命好像雾一样。
Because the Bible tells us that our life is like mist.
很快就要过去了。
And it will pass quickly.
如果你愿意的话，你请你的手举起来。
So if you're willing, please lift up your hand.
把你的生命交在神的手中。
Give your life to God.
不要再等。
Don't wait any longer.
恳求神能够继续的带领。
We ask God to continue to guide.
天父，我们把这些朋友们交在你的手中。
Heavenly Father, we lift up these friends in your hands.
求主你的圣灵在他们的心中动工。
May your Holy Spirit work in their hearts.
让他们能够做一个决定。
Help them to make a decision.
让耶稣基督进入他们的心中。
Allowing Jesus Christ to enter.
我们把他们完全交在。
We lift them up completely in your hands.
我们向祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.